We like the core of this team, and that was a big goal of ours to bring back some of the key pieces moving forward because we didn't have flexibility to be a big player in free agency.
You're dead wrong. You never have the skills like mine. I write the ill-type rhymes. Now I'm
Gar Forman right there, Bulls general manager, talking about the lack of movement on this trade deadline. The Chicago Bulls were rumored to be big players at the free agent or the trade deadline today, but all they moved was Kurt Heinrich to the Atlanta Hawks for Justin Holiday and a second round pick. I didn't know, Sam Panionovich, I didn't know there were second round picks in the NBA anymore.
Who cares? I don't care at this point. That's a trade you made. You had all these chips, you had all these opportunities. The Kings wanted Pau Gasol. They wanted to take Pau Gasol from you because you're going to not probably get anything for him at the end of the year. He's a free agent. He's saying all the right things. I'd love to be back, yada, yada, yada. But at this point, and I tweeted this out earlier, you didn't get better, and the future isn't brighter. So you're still in that middle ground where you're not good enough to win a title.
Right.
But you're not bad enough where you're going to get a really good draft pick.
It's like a number six seed we got here.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, they, you know, 4, 5, 6.
So let's talk about this because, you know, the Bulls had – they had incentive to be players at the trade deadline. They have a luxury tax issue. They have a lot of aging players. They have a lot of guys who have playoff experience that could help, could be rented players for other teams. It wasn't like the Bulls were in a position where they have been in the last couple of years where they had no chips to play.
Yeah, shocker. I mean, this is, you know, the fifth year in a row where they had a chance, maybe even 6 years in a row where you had a chance to add something to your team to possibly vault over, you know, what it was Miami for years with LeBron and Wade and Bosch. Now it's Cleveland. LeBron's back there. This team right now is not going to beat Cleveland in a seven-game series. So what is your goal here? Are you trying to beat Cleveland and finally go to the finals, or are you going to rebuild? And I don't think that they know. Unfortunately, I don't think that even matters because you look at Jerry Reinsdorf, and, you know, for one thing, he's very loyal, but on both sides of the coin, you know, with the White Sox, they've been to the playoffs one time since 2005. And nothing's really changed.
Wow, Panionovich calling out the Reinsdorf brought 6 championships to the Bulls and a baseball championship.
Well, he lucked into Michael Jordan. The thing is, though, I mean, the White Sox have missed the playoffs 3 years in a row.
Yes.
They missed they've had a losing record for the last 5, and Robin Ventura is still
fun. I think what you're saying is, yeah, that Reinsdorf is a loyal
which
owner.
Which is good. It's good to have loyalty in the front
but
office.
But we're seeing mediocrity from some of his products.
The team's gotten worse, Justin. We talked about this when they fired Tom Thibodeau, and they talked about changing culture and making sure that you can communicate better. That doesn't matter.
Okay, let's talk about this because one of the things Gar Forman said today is that Fred Hoiberg has a bright future with this club, and they're very excited about what Coach Fred Hoiberg brings to the team. Now that's almost in contrast to what we see in the media or fans, where we're like, it doesn't seem like Hoiberg and the team are gelling.
Yeah, I mean, this started back around the 25 game mark when Jimmy Butler famously called out his rookie head coach and said that he's not really doing the right job and he needs to coach them harder. Okay, that's 25 games into your first season. You're already calling out your head coach. And, you know, Hoiberg was supposed to come in and create a lot more free, you know, creativity and a lot more freedom and a lot more open jump shots. And Jimmy Butler's this old 1990s guard where he wants to walk it up the floor and run isolations and stuff. So it's a bad mix between star player and new head coach, but they're both intertwined because they signed a 5-year contract at the same time.
It feels like it would be that, you know, Fred Hoiberg would be a great Derrick Rose coach 4 years ago.
Yes.
You know, like when
unfortunately,
Rose was,
that's not the case.
Yeah, when Rose was running like you know, just reckless abandon down the court, that's where Hoiberg would be a better fit for him.
How often do you watch the Bulls? Be
you
honest.
Know, because of this show, there was a time two, 3 years ago where I would race home to watch. I would tape every game and watch every game. I think this was the year that Rose blew out his knee in the playoff game. So that year, I was like, oh, my God, I can't get enough.
You do that now.
I do not do that now. As a matter of fact, I had a chance to watch the Bulls the other night. I watched about maybe a half of the first quarter.
You just turn it off.
I totally forgot about it. I moved to something else.
Pete, do you watch? You ever watch? You can just nod if you want. You do. Okay, you still watch. All right, so Pete is kind of going down the barrel. You know, he's finding the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, so let's talk about this because let's be Bulls apologetics for a second. Apologists. Okay, injuries. Joakim Noah never really got out of the gate. He had injuries from the get-go. Derrick Rose broke his face in the first game of a training camp, or the first practice. You see, now Jimmy Butler's been out for a couple weeks. Mirotić has lost a stomach somewhere along the line. They have a tremendous amount of injury problems. Mike Dunleavy hasn't been on the court. So is it possible that this season so far has been more affected by the injury bug than anything that Fred Hoiberg and management has done to hurt?
That's an angle to look at. The problem is that these players have been injured before, and they will be injured again. Because most of them, when you talk about Noah and Gasol last year, had a hamstring. Dunleavy's in his mid-30s. You know, yeah. These guys don't get younger, and the bodies don't heal as well when you turn 30. Yeah. And that's just the way it goes.
And that was great. That was what Thibs was great at, because it was like, oh, man, you could put John Lucas III out there and win in 10 games in a row.
I'll just say this. When teams used to come in, and I've been around that group for about 4 years now, when opposing teams would come in, they would dread playing the Bulls. You didn't want to play the Bulls because, A, they were going to hit you, and, B, they were going to go to war with you. You know, they were going to be physical. They were going to follow you hard. They were going to find a way to take away what you do well defensively. Now, it's gone. They don't defend. They're not tough. They don't really rebound that well. And it's just ratings are down 30%. Did you know that? Sports Business Daily says local ratings for the Bulls are down 30%. Hmm. And I know a lot of people that sell tickets online. You know, StubHub or, you know, whatever avenue you want, they're getting nothing because nobody wants to go. People aren't watching.
That's a shame.
And the team just, I mean, they're 27 and 25. We talked about this last week. They haven't been that bad since Vinny Del Negro was here.
And I told you last week,
don't bring that name up.
All right. So let's talk about what, as we move forward and we look at the outlook for the second half of the season. I mean, obviously they start out the gate.
Just pray.
Yeah, they start out the gate with Cleveland tonight. They got Toronto coming up here. You know, those are the two teams to beat. There's a chance that the Bulls will get Jimmy Butler back, that they could go on a run and they could make some waves in the East. How likely is it that we will see a team that comes together in the second half of the season, when these injuries, when Dunleavy's on the court, when Mirotić is back, if he comes back, where these guys are healthy and are playing like they're supposed to play?
20%. Okay. 20% chance. And even if they are healthy, they probably still don't beat either of those two teams. So, you know, unfortunately, you're at this point now where you're looking for some sort of change. And they've had a chance to possibly shape the roster differently. Now, some people I've talked to close to the team and close to the media conglomerate talk about it needs failure before change comes. So you need to almost have them miss the playoffs.
Is there a chance they don't make the playoffs? I mean, they've sunk. They were at one point the one or the two, and now they're down at the six and the seven.
They'll get in and watch them get in as the six or seven and knock off, you know, Boston Toronto, or whatever in the first round. And then all is well until, you know, you play LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love. It's just fascinating to me because, you know, one of the guys down the dial uses the term basketball hell, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, they're not good enough to win it all, but they're not bad enough to get better. So here we are, another trade deadline gone by, no moves made, all quiet on the Western Front, and Gar Forman and John Paxson still employed, still happy, still excited. They still think it's a championship roster, baby.
So what you're telling us is now it's Justin Holiday's team.
I had to look him up. No, here's the telling point. Media day, late August, maybe early September, Gar Forman, the general manager, says, this is a championship team. We love this roster, yada, yada, yada. He made a trade today to get closer to the luxury tax line.
Trying
to trim the luxury tax. This is months after saying that it's a title team. So there's your proof in the pudding.
I know Sam has got a negative outlook. Pete and I still believe. We still believe. We're seeing red.
You still believe in the Tooth Fairy, don't you?
I do. Sam Finjanovic, WGN Radio Sports. Thanks for being here. And hey, you know what? When you're in here going, I think I got a chance to beat Toronto. I think they could beat Cleveland. We're gonna play this tape back.
Cool.
Sammy's mad.
Well, you aggravated him with all that nonsense.
All those nonsense questions. I'm like, could the Bulls be any good? No!